We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Zero breathing room. He tries to sneak it. The ball is loose. Impossible. Do the Vikings have it? Scramble for the ball. It is a touchdown on their last breath. It's Aaron.
So why are we playing that highlight? I'll explain.
You
Good
like
morning,
pain?
Jeremy and Joe.
Enjoy pain.
That's not why. So Harrison Phillips was traded yesterday.
Yes, to the Jets.
To the Jets. Like, swap a late round picks. Harrison Phillips, former Bills defensive tackle, to the Jets. So that tweet, that clip was making the rounds because the Viking, there was like a Vikings reporter or account that was attributing that fumbled snap to Harrison Phillips knowing the Bills snap count, which I have never heard before.
I've also never heard that, but
I also
it would
don't,
make sense.
It would seem like it would make sense until you watch the back camera angle and Harrison Phillips doesn't even make contact before the ball is fumbled. Mm. The Bills fumbled that ball on their own.
Yeah.
This is the Vikings regular season game, the craziest game like ever a couple years ago.
That was a pretty crazy game.
Gabe Davis, speaking of Gabe Davis, he pushes Allen too quickly from behind. It kind of throws Josh off. The snap gets fumbled. Like, the ball's on the ground before there's a Viking that even makes contact. So, but whatever. Not what I'm worried about. Warren Sharp points out that the Bills lost that game to the Vikings as we're still waiting to see the Bills get the one seed. Hasn't happened yet. That year, had the Bills held on and won that Vikings game, they would have finished 14-2. They would have had home field advantage and the bye. They would have played the Jaguars in the divisional round. Instead of Cincinnati, they would play the Jaguars. And then Cincinnati would have played Kansas City. Winner of that would have gone to play the Bills in the AFC Championship game at home. Now, there were two things I thought of. One, would it really have even been different? Because I've always thought of that game being very important. Like, you did lose the one seed because of that. But as he breaks it down, I think, well, wait a minute. That year, if I just play Cincinnati 7 days later in the same stadium, is anything different?
You do get the bye week.
You get the bye week,
and
I
they
guess.
got injuries in that.
So the Bengals,
wild card game.
The Bengals would have played two games. You would have played one.
Yes.
And the Bills, right? They had
and they that they was a something. Team that needed a break. It needed.
They
a week
needed
off.
The break.
Yeah.
So that's okay. So that could be true.
Who got hurt?
Would it be different if they played Kansas City? I don't know.
Who did they play in the wild card there? Was it Pittsburgh?
No, Pittsburgh was the next year. So that was the Skylar Thompson game. You might be.
Yes.
Because this, you might be confusing years, because the Pittsburgh game is where they lost Bernard and Gabe Davis was out, right? And I don't remember if they lost anybody in that Miami game. They could have. I don't remember. So, okay. Could have been different. But I do think the overall point, if you don't want to even play the revisionist history game, is still correct of showing off the value of that one seed. Look at what that path looks like. That year, because the Bills lost that game, their path would have included playing in the wild card round against whoever, doesn't matter. In this case, it was Miami. And then having to play the Bengals and the Chiefs to get to the Super Bowl. But with the one seed, no wild card game, Jacksonville, and then only one of the Bengals or the Chiefs. And I think if you don't really feel like the one seed is really worth thinking about yet or caring about until maybe late in the year, like, I'm going to be thinking about it all year because of that type of difference. How much easier of a path that is. Do you think about the one seed, though, like this early on? Or does it wait for you until you start getting into the year and the schedule starts breaking down? And, you know, because, listen, the division isn't always a blowout. It's tight usually for at least a little bit. I mean, last year the Bills ran away with it, but there's 2 years ago that goes down to the final game of the season, and there's a year with New England where it goes to December. And in those years, maybe you're not thinking about the one seed as much, but I am always thinking about the one seed.
I think I'm also always thinking about the one seed because they haven't been able to get it. And I think maybe this year, more than any year in years past, I'm thinking about it because it's the last year of the stadium.
And
if you
all
could,
your games
if
at
you
home.
Could have a home AFC championship game, I think that'd be
yeah.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
I think that's the dream scenario is winning the AFC championship game at home. Absolutely.
Even just, I mean, yes, of course, winning it, but just having it at home.
Yeah. And I think you would get it because, again, like every year you look back at the last 5-6 years and pretty much every season, what your path looks like if you're the one seed is you don't play in the wild card round and then you are playing
the lowest seed.
You're playing
the highest seed.
AFC South winner the next week. That is almost always how it breaks down. The path to the Super Bowl for the AFC's one seed each year of the last 5 years went Houston as their opponents. Houston, Buffalo, Houston, Kansas City, Jacksonville, Cincinnati. 1 year in there in 2021, it was Cincinnati, Kansas City. You know why that was the one seed's path, though? Because the winner of the one seed was the AFC South. Tennessee got it. And then in 20, Cleveland, Buffalo. So every year but one, you're getting not a Super Bowl contender in the second round, which makes it a lot easier. I mean, the Chiefs last year, not even a elite Chiefs team by their standard, they get Houston in the second round, who had been limping their way to the postseason.
Yep.
And I think that's just easy. Then at that point, all you got to do is beat the Bills, which obviously they have a...
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
A way of doing that every January. So I'm thinking about it a lot. I think it's very important for the Bills this year. And doesn't it feel like it is set up for them?
It
does. The schedule,
does.
The divisions. But part of that might be dependent on how seriously you take the idea that the Bills division is going to be a lot easier than the Chiefs division. Because I do,
a lot easier.
I do think that.
It's going to be a lot easier.
I think the Chargers and the Broncos are both.
I also think the Raiders probably have the best roster they've had and the best, most competent coaching they've had in.
I would maybe say they have the most competent quarterback they've had in a while.
Quarterback and head coach should really elevate their floor.
I don't know how I feel about their overall roster. It might be in better shape than it was last year. They still got some holes. Like, the line in the receiving core is still left to be desired a little bit. But they got Bowers.
They've got Bowers. Jacoby Myers is a nice player.
And that team's fourth.
Would you say that they're probably the best, worst team of any division?
Ooh, what is the best, worst team of any division? I mean, Lou likes the Giants.
Yeah, but
I mean, their defense is going to be awesome.
The defense is going to be great.
Yeah.
But like,
who's the best worst team in the division in the league? Let's go through it. What's everybody's worst team? The AFC East?
The
Miami.
Jets or the Dolphins, either way, neither of them are going to be on my list.
The Raiders, the Browns.
Nope. They're going to have the number one pick.
Who's the worst team in the AFC South? Probably the team that starts Daniel Jones a quarterback.
Yeah, I would say the Colts.
Yikes. The Giants, the pick a team out of the NFC West. Like the Cardinals.
Cardinals? I actually kind of like the Cardinals this
NFC
year.
West might be the answer here. Like deepest 1-4.
Yeah.
NFC North. NFC North.
Who's? Yeah, I mean,
no
it's
one's
be
bad
what?
In the NFC
Chicago?
North.
Chicago?
And then the South with Hedge the Saints. The NFC North might be my answer. If Chicago's fourth, I love the coach. I think the quarterback's talented, obviously. I like a lot of their pieces around them. They've built up the line in the defense recently.
What are they? Are they a 9-10 win team?
I don't know if they can. Can you have four 9-10 win teams in one division? Because if I say they are, then I feel like I have to say they all are going to be, and how likely is that to happen?
Yeah, because
you would say it about the Lions.
I guess how dependent are you on your thoughts about the Vikings, all about how good J.J. McCarthy is?
I am really struggling with what I think of the Vikings. I would say, actually, going into the season, the team I'm struggling to predict more than any.
The Vikings?
I feel pretty good about what most teams are going to be. At least how I feel about how they're
going to be. Their defensive roster is pretty strong.
Right.
Their front seven's strong.
I love the coach.
Love the coach.
Like he is one of my – he'd be one of my top three coaches in the league. Like, that dude is going to get the most out of your quarterback. They have the best receiver in football.
And they probably
have another good receiver. They have a great tight end. They have a good line.
They have a good running back.
They added as much in the offseason. Kevin Cole from Fantasy Points, he formerly of Pro Football Focus, he has this chart of like EPA added in an offseason. Like just trying to statistically figure out like who added the most.
Yep.
And I think he had the Vikings as the team that improved more than any.
Yeah.
Like, not, without a quarterback upgrade this offseason. So they did a lot of work there. They spent a lot of money. Defensive line, I think they added a couple pieces.
And then they traded Harrison Phillips.
But so I like every single thing about the Vikings except for their quarterback.
Yeah.
I was not a McCarthy guy coming into the league. His school hid him as much as humanly possible.
But they did do the right thing by not extending Darnold.
Did they do the right thing by not extending Darnold? I don't know. I don't know. I think it was defendable to do it. But they had drafted a guy in the first round. So me being so down on McCarthy is why I'm skeptical. But I kind of have this faith in O'Connell that, like, don't worry about McCarthy. I'm going to get him to be a good quarterback because he does that with everybody, at least the few that he's been challenged with so far. 803-0550 is the phone number. College football starts on Saturday.
This Saturday.
They're talking about
in Ireland.
Some of the matchups, Notre Dame and Miami.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love that one.
Yeah.
I hate Miami.
Carson Beck.
Yes.
Give me a break.
Maybe Nate's got some hot takes on Notre Dame to
get us. Sure do.
803-0550 is the phone number. Jeremy's off. It's Jody Biasi, Nate Geary here on WGR. We also just, if you missed it in on-demand audio, we just had Lou DiBiase on the Philadelphia Eagles Week 17 as part of our 14 Teams in 14 Days feature. That is brought to you by Nortown Automotive. Get a Nortown engine shield, engine protection warranty on new and used vehicles.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.